Hello, everybody. My name is Atticus.
And my name is Hope.
And you are now watching
The White Refrigerator. Welcome back, y'all.
Okay, welcome back, everybody, where we're keeping you fresh in the world of mess.
And helping us feel better together. We're going to do this together, y'all.
We're trying. But friend, how has your week been?
You know, this week has been pretty chill for me. Like, I'm still getting used to things. I think this is the first week where I'm not going to say struggled. Because I really haven't struggled, but this was the first week I was like, Oh girl, this is real. Yeah, this is real. This is a lot of stuff to do, but I like what I do, so it's not hard. It's getting used to everything and understanding how everything works and how to make that or how to use that, make it most advantageous to me. So I'm still getting used to that. Other than that, that's really it. And then as far as new music goes, I honestly don't think I really have much. I'm going to check really quick. I feel like I did come across, Mac Miller's dropping an album. I mean, he has since passed. God rest Mac Miller. That was one of my faves. But he's got a new album coming out. I'm very, very excited about it. And then
I didn't know that.
Yes. I'm very excited about that. And then Tall Black Guy, which is, he makes like instrumentals. He's really dope, but he's got a new track out with Jazzy Shavers and C-Red called For You. Really enjoy that. And then Lose Control by Young Freako, Earth Gang, and Ja Funk. I really like that. So those are the two songs that have kind of piqued my interest and that I've been listening to off and on for the last couple of days. So, but yeah, that's really it for me.
Is Tall Black Guy kind of like a DJ Khaled type person?
Not the same type of music, but yeah, same type of general concept, if you will. But his is more like a neo soul, a soul type vibe, and then he gets artists to like sing over his tracks. Sometimes, you know, they I think there are a few like rappers, but it's more like a certain type of rapper, so more of your soulful rappers. But yeah, he's got another song on my playlist that I heard like a couple years ago, and I fell in love with it, but. Overall, like what he does is pretty dope. So when I came across that, I mean, obviously, you know, Spotify's gonna recommend it to you if it's in your lineup anywhere. So yeah, I really like that song though. What about you, friend? How's your week, man?
My week has actually been pretty good. First, I kind of do want to say, just like keeping everybody in my thoughts and prayers, especially like in the California thing. I don't think I've ever seen a wildfire. Like California is on fire all the time, right? Or especially in the summertime.
In the summertime,
I've never known it to be a winter thing, which we'll get into that a little bit later. But I don't think I've ever known it to just like burn down entire communities like this. Like I knew it would be in the forest and some people would have their houses burned down, but I never knew it to like whole communities be burned the fuck down and it still be like burning strong as fuck. Do they even have it under control now? I don't know.
They're starting to mitigate it a little bit. Hopefully there'll be a resolution soon. And I'm sorry for smirking a moment ago, y'all. I promise I am not laughing at that. My heart goes out to all the people in the LA area, but we'll talk about it later, Top Shelf, but I read something that was so damn stupid. And every time I think about it now, I think about that dumbass statement. Y'all really be saying everything and anything on the internet. And y'all gotta stop doing that. You know, yes. We were talking about it earlier. I'm like, please, bro, now is actually not the time. It was funny, but I'm like, this is so fucking stupid.
It's one of us because it's always us. I saw somebody said, I'll buy TikTok if I could use y'all accept Klarna or Afterpay.
Like, why are we so unserious? It don't make no sense.
Because we're the generation of people who never grew up, and I don't think we ever plan on it. Lord knows I don't. I like it this way.
Listen, I'm gonna tell y'all what I saw. So somebody was talking about the wildfires. It was like Jaguar Wright started. Such a stupid ass thing to say. It made me laugh, but I'm like, bro, please.
And you just gotta do it in the Jaguar Wright voice. Think about it. And man, I'm not gonna do that because people really go, I'm not doing that right now. Just, but anyway. You know what I mean. I don't even know where she be coming up with this stuff off the top of her head to just say.
I couldn't
But she would figure out a way to put your name. Your name is the reason that this fire started and it's still burning bright. Hope. Think about it. Hope. If it wasn't no fire, you wouldn't need no hope, would you? Boom.
This is exactly what she... That is exact... She would say something along the lines of like... Think. Y'all aren't thinking about it. You gotta think. You gotta think. You gotta think. Atticus. In the book. Think about the book. They taught the book. He spells his name differently than the book. That's because his mama knew he would be devilish. Because he's devilish, he set California on fire. They put out Northern California. That's fine. That's fine. L.A. had to go. And do you know why he had to burn that down? Because he was at a Diddy party. I seen his asshole. I seen his whole asshole. Did he had it spread? It's on a tape. But guess where the tape is at? Burnt down. Boom. Y'all don't be thinking. Y'all don't be thinking. You got I used to sing for Jay-Z.
Sean Carter. Sean Carter. I ain't never said that man's name in my life.
Please finish with your week. Please.
Oh, and the thing that made me want to say that, because everything, like, you know how you order stuff, everything's been delayed, not only because of that, but because of the snow. So the people in the snowstorms too. So everything has been delayed, and that just kind of makes me think about it every day. Not in like a selfish way, but like you see that all your stuff coming is delayed and you're like, damn, I hope these people are all right, because shit, yeah, that's a lot of stuff to be going through. Luckily, I don't live in an area that's affected by either. And we're doing pretty good right now. So there's that. This week has actually been really good. I done got back into the iPhone gang today. Gang. Let me show you. I ain't show you.
She is so pretty.
Ain't she pretty? She's a really brilliant pink. And the back is like chalky pink, where the camera part is more of like a...
I can see it's a deeper, like a bubblegum pink.
Yeah, and so is the edge. It's so pretty. It almost made me want to not put a case on this bitch, but we not finna be doing all that.
Get one of them clear cases. They got one of them good, like, clear rubber cases.
They be getting, like, dust and stuff, and they be looking dirty after a week. And I just don't even want to clean it out all the time. But I did get a pink silicone case. That's reminiscent of the Apple case. I'm not going to buy the Apple case because that bitch $50. So we got one for $9.99. But anywho. Period. And this other iPhone I'm going to send back to Verizon. But anyways, other than that, also, as far as work is good. Life is good. Routine is still okay. That's going to go into the question of the week thing as far as the routine. But when it comes to like music, there's no more new music this week, but TV, Castlevania Nocturne came out today, and bitch, I finished the season today. It was freaking amazing.
That you like, watched that the is whole how thing. You do
a show. Yes. 8 episodes. And it didn't, it left me.
Don't ruin it.
I don't
it
even want to say how I felt at the end.
It's a good show. So we.
It's, yeah. It's, I feel like if I say how I felt at the end, it'll give too much away. But all I can say about the show is it's a solid 35 out of 10 from the time it comes on. Right. Like, Nocturne already moved a little bit faster than the original Castlevania series on Netflix. And they kept up with that. They explained everybody's stories a little bit deeper this season. And they only have 8 episodes. And the episodes are only like 30 minutes long. So I'm like, damn. Y'all, did you hear that truck? CD, they finna piss me the fuck off.
I did. I was like, piss me
the fuck off. Because why you ain't at home? It's been dark since 5.
They want y'all to hear them hooting and hollering.
Right, we good. I'm sorry, y'all. These trucks just be pissing me off. But turn into a Karen and start complaining. Y'all need to have the police sit right back there every night. Because they come through there every night.
That's exactly
on those loud-ass trucks.
There'll be a, at the police department with footage. Do you see this?
Right.
Do you see this?
I can't get any sleep at night. I can't do anything. I can't work. They're running through there all times of the night on those goddamn go-karts. And I can't hear anything. They're not go-karts. They're just these big lifted-ass trucks that's loud as fuck for no reason.
I can't get my beauty sleep. Baby, you never got it.
Well, there's that too. But
you know, listen, you know what my favorite word is for ugly? You look homely.
Homely.
Oh, what you done been
looking? That's one of them old people disrespectful words.
Ooh.
Mm. Old people just don't know how not to be disrespectful.
Old people just funny with their disrespect.
They really are. Okay. Back to I done went on enough about Castlevania. You would think they paying me the way I love that show, but they ain't. Ooh, also, I'm gonna say this a little bit. Aurox is my favorite character from the show because I feel like he's my spirit animal. I almost had to take that bitch off of my, because you know he's my little picture on Discord. I was like, I'm about to disown your ass because you
not him acting a fool this season.
A little too. I can't say that either. I really can't say shit about it. But he was doing a little too much. A little too much and not enough at the same time, and it was pissing me off.
Listen, we're going to come back to it, friend. We're going to come back to it, because we're going to give people a week. If y'all ain't watched it in a week.
Right, because Lord knows I want to talk about it. I'm in love. Another show on Netflix is called Your Honor, which is a great show. It's about a judge, which actually seems like a really great progressive judge, especially when it comes to, like, the authorities committing crimes or just framing people. Like, he seems like a really great judge for the people type of judge. Well, his son gets into an accident and commits like a hit and run on this guy, and the kid dies that he hits.
Oh no.
Yeah. So him being the great judge that he is like, you going to turn yourself in because you know you can't do this because I got my, you know, I am who I am. We are who we are. We're not these type of people. Go to turn his son in and find out that the kid done died. Not only did the kid die, the motherfucker belongs to like this great crime family in the area. So it's shit. I can't, that puts you in the mind like, shit, I can't do this to my child.
Yeah.
If he go to jail, they going to kill his ass. So I can't. What do I do now? I guess I have to, you know, try.
Yeah,
to.
Yeah, you got to. Yeah. You put him in there. You don't.
I got to try to work some shit out now. So he struggles with that within himself, trying to keep things together. That's a great, great, great show to watch. I still ain't finished with it yet, but it's really, really good. And I think that's about it. I'm sorry, my head hurts just a little bit. I feel like I'm starting to get sick. That's the only time I get a headache. But I think that's it for the week, friend. So the next part, right before we get into Top Shelf, y'all, we got to come back to this question. And the question is, Lord, I done lost the damn question. Okay, there it goes. Don't judge me. The question was, what are the unspoken agreements I've made with myself, and how might breaking or shifting these agreements free me from limiting patterns? I hope some people thought about that a little bit, because it took me a minute to almost to understand the question within itself, but it took me a minute to come to an answer.
I can go first, because I told you this one kind of messed me up a little bit. Because I had to come to, like, a very ugly reality. But so my unspoken agreement is that I don't tell myself no. I prefer instant gratification because I lack patience, which in return has not given me the discipline that I need to function as a productive and healthy adult. This has not only limited my success, but stagnated my growth into becoming more of who I wish to be. The worst part is, this is such a broad issue that has affected so many things in my life that I feel like this was one of the biggest factors that played into that depression that I went into, because what I ultimately realized is that depressive episode came from self-hatred, which came from resentment, and I resented myself for a lot of the things that I did because of that need for instant gratification and satisfaction. So it's like, I just want to do this now. And then I'd look back and be like, that was fucked up. Why would I do this to myself? So I would be mad at myself, which fed so many other things. And while it is much better and it's something that I have managed to work myself through, and it doesn't hold the same impact as it once did, it's still something that's very present in my life. So I think that that's something that I'm personally working on, because I realize how it has limited my success and where I could be, because we always talk about, you know, be grateful for the moment, and being grateful for the moment is awesome in theory. Like, it is in theory a very incredible thing. You should always be present in what's happening now. But then as humans, I think it is in human nature to look back and be like, damn, if I had just did this, or if I had just done that. You just can't live in it. And I think I was living in it. I was like, okay, I could have been so much further than where I am now, or I could have done so many things differently if I had just said, you know what? Actually, no. No, I don't need this. I shouldn't do this. I shouldn't do that. I can do this. I'm going to finish this. But instead, I just say, you know what I want to do. I want to do what I want to do, and I don't have to answer to anybody to why I want to do what I want to do. But in reality, I'm answering to myself from the future, because my future self is pissed off at my past self for not doing better when she knew better.
Friend, that was absolutely beautiful.
Thank you.
I also wanted to say, give yourself some grace, because even like when you're looking back at stuff like that, or things that we should have done or could have done better, you are also likely not in the right place to understand what you could have or should have done better at that time. So you gotta like give yourself some grace for where you were. Like, you wouldn't, 20-year-old Hope don't understand what 37-year-old Hope understands. Now only wish they told us this. The old folks would always tell us this when we were young. But we couldn't understand it. We couldn't comprehend it. And I often like think to myself, I don't know if you do this too, like, even if I was telling myself this, if I was looking at myself, my 20-year-old self, telling him certain stuff, would he listen?
I don't know. I don't know. I think a part of me would, but I think, again, I realize that I just have this issue with instant gratification, satisfaction, just, okay, I know I should eat a salad, or I know I need to eat a little bit cleaner, or if I'm going to do this, I should probably do, you know, weigh it out, you know, make some adjustments. And it's just like, no, I'm just going to do what I want to do. And then when whatever happens, or, you know, or I'm going to buy this, this is an impulsive buy. I'm just going to do this because I want to do it. And then when I'm sitting there with $20 that I got to stretch for 3 days, it's just like, you could have made better decisions. And my biggest issue is I'm 37 and I'm still doing dumb shit. So it's like, and while it's nothing in comparison to what it once was, it's just like, okay, I realized that, like, it's not if I'm ready for a change, because will you ever truly be ready? I don't like the thought anymore of, like, waiting until you're ready. I don't think that's a real thing anymore. People say, I have to wait till I'm ready. When will you be ready? You don't actually, that's not a thing. You just have to do it. And if you fail, okay. And if you succeed, great. You know, like, it's either way. So I don't know. But what about you, friend? What was your conclusion to this question?
It was somewhat similar to yours, but in a off kind of way. So this might sound really dumb and even somewhat unbelievable to people that have kind of known me for a few years. But the more I sat on this question and I started thinking about, like, you know, I started doing, like, my mirror affirmations and stuff. And going back to when people tell you, if you hear something a certain amount of times, you start to believe it. Like, those types of things. And then I start to think about all the things that I've told myself. So when it comes to things that I've wanted to do or the things that I've dreamt of, even though I might have said out loud that I really want to do this, and I might have put a foot forward in doing some of those things, I don't feel like I've ever put my best foot forward into doing a lot of those things, because I never truly believed that I could do it. And I know that sounds absolutely crazy, because I'll be trying to encourage people, like, you can do whatever you're doing. And I be believing that for other people. But when it comes to myself, in the back of my head, I've not ever really thought that I could do it, or I could be great at whatever it was I was trying to do. Like, I want to go back even a little bit, because when we were met, I was doing, like, music, but I believe. Like, I knew in my head, I was like, this sounds good. I like it. I think I can do it. And I feel like right when I get to the cusp of doing, like, having, like, a milestone moment, I tell myself, like, what are you doing? You're just Atticus. What are you doing? You need to fall back. You're not capable of doing, like, you don't have what it takes to do this. And I've done this a lot. I know that sound, don't listen.
Fred, because my face hit. I wasn't judging. Like, I was like, I don't know which one of them twins that was, but whichever one of them was finna catch these hands, because I was gonna whoop whatever other twin's ass that was. Absolutely the evil not. One? Absolutely not.
I'm actually super glad I asked this question, because it's not a thing that's been in the forefront of, like, my consciousness. This is, like, something you got to think about to where it comes from. But even just seeing where I am now, even recently this summer, I was like, I could have done so much better if I actually believed I could do it. I would have put a better foot forward and things may have turned out a little bit differently. But in the back of my head, I'm like, I don't know if it was just the comparison, me comparing myself to other people and their things, or just the fact that, like, you need to fall back. You're just Atticus. You don't have what it takes to do this thing. You need to just go back to what you know. But I truly believe that deep-rooted thought is the reason I couldn't put as much effort into certain things. So now that I have, I guess, uncovered this way of thinking in myself, I can monitor it better when it's happening instead of just subconsciously letting it take control, which is what it's been doing. I want to say the majority of my adult life. I know that sounds crazy, but it really has taken control and is the reason. And I'm okay now, but I'm not. I could have been better had this thought process not existed. And I don't know exactly where it came from, but it's the evil within. But now it can be kind of dealt with. Another thing I want to talk to my therapist about when we start. God damn it. But yeah, that's
my answer. I don't know if I want to cry or whoop your ass. I don't know what I'm feeling for you right now.
Don't we listen? We don't judge.
We listen and we don't judge. That's good. I just want to say this, and this is all I'm going to say because I
understand. Don't say it. Shut your ass. Okay,
friend, you are magic. You are
here. We go.
Magic. I get it. I get it. There is a part in the Bible that speaks about comparison being the thief of joy. Mm-hmm. And I actually think this is on the list in one of our later episodes towards the end of this season, where we talk about how expectations will fuck you up. And I think in our minds, it's just a thing of like, fuck, mm-hmm. if I fail. You know, it's almost like we expect ourselves to fail. We talked about this, I think, last episode, where it was like talking about like how joy, you know, just the like, it's something that we're kind of like, ooh, I'm scared to be happy. Like, you know, it's just like, so I don't know. But you're right. We listen, we don't judge, and I'm listening to not necessarily rebuttal, but I just want to say, friend, you are magic.
Thank you for that, friend.
If anybody is capable, it is you. I can't actually think of anybody more capable than you. I've seen you do and invest and just be everything. So talk to your therapist, figure that out. No telling where that root came from or whatever the case may be, but I will be right by your side to help you dig that bitch up.
I'm just going to have to give somebody permission to put their hands on me. I think that's going to have to be like the... Sometimes you just got to beat stuff out of people. Maybe that's just like slavery. It's epigenetics in there. I need to please.
We're not doing that.
Somebody got to beat that devil up out of there because it is in there. And it just manifests in everything else. Now that you see him, so
I hate, and you know what I hate, that I lost that one song that you sent me because I told you I love that song so much. Mm-hmm. So
I'm glad you lost it. I still have them. I still like that was my favorite thing that I've like that ever done.
I'm actually not even joking because I used to listen to it like a regular song. Like I would listen to it like a regular playlist song. But yeah, I get it. And what is it called? Imposter syndrome. It's a mm-hmm. bitch. It's a bitch. Imposter syndrome, I tell people all the time, like, I guess people don't realize it because I don't walk around with it on me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've written an award-winning short film. I have been published in a couple of different magazines. And it's just like, I don't know. It's not enough.
A true creative in every sense of the word.
But I say that to just in the comparison to what you're saying, like I get that. But friend, whatever it is, like I said, I will stand by. Either I'll stand quietly, I'll do as you need me to do. But you just tell me what we can do to help pull that up out of you, because I cannot watch the sun sit by the moon and think it's the reason for the shade. I can't do that.
What you can do, friend, is get a branch, not a switch, a branch, because I'm so tall. You have my permission. I'm not even going to hit you back.
I wish I could trust that. Y'all, he's damn near a foot. I'm 5'6" and a half. He's 6'5". Easy. He might even have like a half inch in there. That's a damn near foot difference. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to get donkey home. Hit right on the top of the head. Now my neck is shorter than...
Hit me in the kneecap.
Somebody help me.
but I am definitely here to help you as well.
I just, I need discipline. Mm-hmm. I have to tell myself, no, hope you cannot do this. No, you are an adult. Mm-hmm. And I get it. You didn't have a lot of things growing up and you couldn't do a lot of the things you wanted to do growing up. I understand that. That's valid. You're grown now. No. Do better. Because you know better. You know better. Do it. That's it. That's it. You know better. Do it. It's, put all this other shit to the side. You know better. Do it.
And it can be done.
And it can be done. It can be done. The
Wyvern Pitcherator. Let's move on into Top Shelf, y'all. What's been going on in the news lately?
You know, so one of my top shelf things was going to be about the whole Jaguar riot. That was just funny to me in general. Like, y'all play all day, and I mean, I guess I get it, especially from a Black perspective, because we have just learned to laugh through pain. So, whatever. But I was like, y'all need to stop. Because it's ridiculous. But again, to the people in California, our heart goes out to you. I've tried to donate to a couple of different places. When I get paid again, I will definitely donate more. Because this is, you know, this is insane. Because, I mean, and I get, because there's been people saying, you know, like, some of these people are millionaires. I ain't going to help them because I'm not. But it's like, okay, I get you and I hear that. But then there's a lot of people who are not. There's so many regular people who lost everything. So my thing is, if I can help, I'll help. Because what am I losing by helping people?
Exactly. And I do get that, because it's like, they got all this money, they'll be okay. True, they will be fine. Still don't be insensitive to the fact that, like,
it's really that
simple. All millionaires aren't terrible people, and they're people nonetheless. So, like, if all your shit burnt down unexpectedly and you ain't have nothing else, I mean, you have money to replace stuff, but damn, money don't replace sentimental things. So
exactly, like you said, just have a heart. Like, it doesn't take anything. It's not at like Elon Musk or Bill Gates or Jeff Bezos or Mark Zuckerberg, because if they shit, I don't give a fuck, nigga. You got enough money to buy a whole continent. I genuinely don't care. But
especially,
like,
that first name you said. If you don't get the hell out of my face.
I've, you know, it is what it is. Prayers maybe out to you. I don't know. But speaking of people being insensitive, I need my Christian folk to come to the front for a minute. Just for a little minute. I get tired of mentioning y'all. I really get tired of mentioning y'all. I try to be respectful. I get tired of mentioning y'all. But, and this is not for all of y'all, because I know this is not the case for everyone. So I want to be specific when I say that. But to the ones who are walking around like, all the evil in LA and the gay people and the drugs and the Mexicans, and this is just God's way of correcting the land. First of all, I need you to understand you're a psychopath. I don't know any other way to say that. You're a psychopath. Spiritual psychosis is a real thing, and y'all actually probably have schizophrenia. Y'all are walking around in with real this Bible, life. And y'all probably have schizophrenia. Like, y'all are actually psychotic
in real life.
If somebody need to bust your shit to the white knee, I Drake, don't sue me. Wop 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 wop. I'm just saying, like. And does he hear that? He might.
The next person. I'm gonna be the next person named.
Not for to get a paperwork in the mail, but like, yeah, y'all. Nah, it's not the time. It's never the time, honestly, to be frank. But it, please, it's not the time. It's not the time. Also, speaking of that, why is it only in America when shit happens the world is coming to an end? This is a sign of the end times. There's a whole other world where other shit is happening.
And some even of these worse places, shit.
Yeah, right. Some of these places are fine, and some of these places are going through even worse and have been going through worse for several, because the world wasn't ending when Israel was blowing kids off the map in Palestine. Oh, okay. The world wasn't ending when Saddam. Oh, okay. The world isn't ending over there in Congo. Oh, okay.
And just think about history. The world wouldn't end in when they damn near decimated the entire indigenous people from this continent. It wasn't ending then.
Speaking of that, I gotta send you something. I just seen this video. I don't know if she's white or not. She looks spicy white. She made a post and somebody was like, we would love each other more if history wasn't taught. Which that's all she did in the video too, was she just sighed. But I felt that sigh. I just let out that sigh too. But this is the thing that people like, what's currently happening right now in the government, this is what they're talking about doing, banning books and stuff like that. Which here's the thing, the internet exists now. People know it's going to take you generations to remove certain things because people pass it down to their kids. We talked about that last week when you were talking about how like your grandparents used to act around white people. I saw somebody say on TikTok, the Deontay Cowell dude I was talking about, he was saying on his podcast, which shout out to Grits and Eggs, if y'all don't listen to that, it's a good podcast. But he was saying, did you recall seeing white people in your mama and grandmama's house like that growing up? No.
Ever. Actually. Damn.
Think about it, Fred. Think about it. You might have seen the occasional insurance man, maybe. But if they were ever there, it was never there for good reasons. Sit on it. Sit on it. Let me sit these facts on you. I'm just saying.
There were never white people there ever.
So it's just like, when you start paying attention to shit, it just starts to... Things tell on themselves if you just open your ears and your eyes. But anyways, I say that to say she was like, she then made a post up under like a reply to the post. And she was like, so if I went into your house and beat your ass to half death and you are on your deathbed and then the next day I come back and I'm like, hey, bestie, are we all good? I said, that might be the most perfect analogy I've ever heard. Because that's what you're asking us to do. Let's erase history.
Pretty much.
And then pretend like it didn't exist. Maybe that's not how this works. Especially when you want to erase history, but like you want to eradicate history, but you don't want to fix what's still broken. That's not how that works, beloved. So yeah. And then next is J.D. Vance. And this is funny to me because they said he wasn't coming to the inauguration. Y'all, I watched enough Scandal to know that this nigga done been B613. Okay? I don't know.
What do you mean?
I don't know where he's at. Yeah, that he made some sort of post or something that he was going to be at a football game or he was going to be doing something, but he wasn't going to be at the inauguration. Sir, this is quite literally the biggest day of your political life. What do you mean, as the vice president, you're not going to be at the inauguration? What the fuck does that even mean?
This whole thing, it seems so suspicious. This is like, this whole thing does not, it seems so crazy. Like, I don't even want to say it doesn't seem real. It seems off.
It doesn't, like, though, friend. It doesn't seem real. This doesn't seem like real shit. Like, what do you mean off? You as the vice president will not be at your inauguration? What does that mean? I was like, they done got him up out of here. That it, next time we see JD, he gonna look real weird. If y'all don't get this one of these Tesla robots in a JD Vance skin suit out of here, get this shit out of here.
That's probably why they didn't. Never mind.
And then, speaking of politics, Nancy Mace. Hey, babe, I need you to come to the front. Do you know you got about
30 minutes?
30 minutes. Yeah, you got...
Do you know you have 30 minutes?
The nerve of you? First of all, it's just funny because you don't know AAV. Like, you don't actually... her saying child, please. Like...
Do not call me a child. I am not a child. I am not a child.
That was
I am not a child.
The most ridiculous. And then,
as you act out like a 3-year old.
Fran, that is toddler behavior. Like, you literally, like, don't call me a child. Like, you turned into a toddler. That's what my toddler used to do. Like, what? What? And then you want to, then it's time to incite violence. Boom, bap, boom, bap, 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 bang. What Kendrick said?
Gentlemen, you wouldn't understand.
You're Friend. Getting mollywopped.
The amount of unbothered in Jasmine Crockett's face as she continued to talk.
She didn't give no fucks.
She continued to talk as if nothing was happening. Like, this lady wasn't having a full-on tantrum over there. But it was everything to me. It was the hair flips. It's like, child. Anyway, so, you know that sound where it's like Nicki Minaj saying that and somebody falling in the background?
Chow. Anyway, so
that's exactly what it sounded like.
I tell people, like, I'm not for turning the other cheek because I believe in whooping ass when ass needs to be whooped. But in moments like that, that was the perfect time to turn the other cheek because that's just I'm not even gonna acknowledge you. You're a toddler. This is infant behavior.
The thing just that pissed me off about it. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Is the fact that afterwards they're just acting like, oh, she could have been inviting you outside to get a cup of coffee. Don't do that. Don't do the gaslighting be the killing
gaslighting
me.
Gaslighting.
That's what be making me want to. That's what makes people want to commit great acts of violence.
Right. Because you're playing in my face. We know, like, what she meant when she said it. She was angry when she was acting out.
Mm-hmm. So you going to invite me for a cup of coffee when you angry?
Also, let's flip that around. Because if this had been vice versa, oh, she would have been an angry black woman, an angry black bitch. Oh, she's violent, vulgar,
all over
ignorant,
the news.
Belligerent. It would have been such a fucking circus.
All over the news.
Everywhere. And it's just like, for y'all to, like you said, it's the gaslighting part of it. For you to turn it around and be like, oh, well, you guys are me. No, get the fuck out of my face.
It's not a you guys anything. That was all her.
You're being overreacting. Ridiculous. She didn't mean. I'm pretty sure I actually understood what she meant. Yep. So, like, don't do that.
I'm sure she couldn't back it up, but she meant it.
And then, I guess I've got a couple more things in politics, but not too heavy. Joseph Robinette Biden. Actually, let me back up. Okay, because I'm still upset. And I'm not upset that y'all made Kamala run because she had a great run. I'm with Addie. Something still don't feel right there. But you know what? She swarm in, so fuck it. It is what it is at this point. Mm-hmm. However, y'all knew Joe would barely beat him. I still feel like maybe Joe could have pulled it off more than Kamala could have. People didn't want to vote for him, but the people, there's so many, and I hate to say this, but it's the truth. It's so many white people who voted for Trump that would have voted for Biden just because of racism. so I feel like for that reason alone, Biden actually probably would have won. But I say that to say this. Why didn't y'all have anybody in place? This is, if you knew, we gonna back it up a little bit more. Why in the fuck is someone who tried to overthrow the government? We found classified documents. This man is going to court, possibly to jail. Why is he allowed to run again? America, what's the problem? What's the problem? Because my brother that done been in prison, he can't vote. So how can somebody who is also a convicted felon become the president? America. This is two different
Americas.
This is why we look dumb. This is why we look dumb to other countries. Because at this point, this is dumb. There's no nice way to say it. This, he should not have even, the amounts of violence that were enacted and that ensued the moment he became president, that whole shit with them tiki torches in Charlottesville, Virginia, like
the school.
Literally the moment he had only been in for a few months and this stuff was happening. And then all the other things that have happened behind it, all the other ways he has failed America. Americans don't always know what's best for them. Unfortunately, I know that sounds terrible. They don't. Now, look, we literally have an oligarchy entering next week. It's in a couple of days, actually. This is such a stupid as had been preventable situation. And I'm speechless, actually. So Joseph Robinette basically telling us to burn it all down now. Y'all should have had something better in place to have prevented this man from even being able to be an option again.
That is my whole thing. I feel like so much should have happened way long ago to even prevent this type of future. But who am I? What do I know?
And expeditiously at that. That's the biggest problem. Right. Is y'all let this shit travel for what? Joe been in the office for 4 years. I ain't never met no nigga in the hood that had some shit drawn out for 4 years. They put that nigga away immediately.
What you say ain't no not showing up to court getting shit delayed. What?
So, like,
you're gonna go to jail, nigga. I also don't know nobody with 34 plus felonies. There's that too. I don't know nobody with that type of record.
It's just, it's don't warn us now. We shouldn't have to do the work. Y'all should, in this case, y'all should have done the work. Y'all should have done the work. I don't know if y'all still doing something. I don't know, but it doesn't matter now. It's 4 days and counting. It doesn't matter now. So, like, whatever you gonna do, I don't know. At this point, I don't think anything overly crazy is gonna happen just because, like I said, at the end of the day, he's all about self-interest and protecting himself. So he just gonna keep his friends rich and America just gonna fall apart, and then probably in the next 4 years, who knows what else is gonna happen. I don't think he'll be able to like overturn democracy in that regards as far as making himself the president forever. But at the same time,
I can definitely see that happening.
I mean, he would try it, but I don't think it would actually work. But at the same time, it's just like, why are we even here again in the first fucking place? This is just stupid ass thing to talk about. And I promise y'all, you will not hear me talk about him too much longer. Like, I don't care how much of dramatic anything that he does. I know people listening to this podcast hopefully had enough sense not to vote for him. Because you're definitely not on the right side of history. And me and Atticus have made sure that we have made our points very clear on where we stand and that we are for the people. So, like, if you have an issue, baby, this is your time to exit. This isn't a conversation anymore.
It's not. This isn't a safe place for you.
Yeah, right. We say we're a safe place. That is not for everybody. Because if you come in here with that bullshit, it's not going to work out the way you think it's going to work out, beloved. I can tell you that right now. But yeah, that's that on that. Because a fucking mess. And I'm going to wrap this up because we got a lot of other stuff to talk about. Or the main topic, rather. But last two things, and of course, y'all already know what one of them is going to be. But this Red Note TikTok thing, I'm going to touch on this briefly because this is tickling me so bad. Y'all niggas said I would rather sign up with my full social security number for the Chinese government.
Than to go back to Facebook or Instagram.
That is or Twitter. Funny as yes. Hell to me. Y'all are like, I am learning Mandarin right now.
The part that killed me is this app is like fully in Mandarin. It's like this. That's the reason I'm not signing up because I'm not going to take the time to do this. Maybe one day, but I don't feel like it. So I'm not doing that to myself right now. But the fact that we would fully go somewhere where it's completely, where we can't read a goddamn thing on the app without trying to translate. Then to go back.
They said.
Cool, you played girl. Yourself.
Yeah. And that's the thing. Like, a lot of people don't want to talk about it, or a lot of people haven't talked about it enough. But we know that Mark Zuckerberg used Meta's coins to lobby the Congress to do this shit. And now you're finding out it doesn't matter anyway, especially this new generation. Like, the older generation, like myself, I have my little private hidden Instagram account that I really just go. I don't even follow anybody. I just look at, like, art stuff. That's it. I just enjoy, it's like my own personal little museum. That's what I like to call it. The occasional reel, sometimes the reels be funny, but the reels be recycled. I hate the comments because they're almost always grotesque. But it's just like, I still enjoy little aspects of it. But this new generation, they don't really know that much. They don't give a fuck about Instagram or Facebook. So for them, they grew up in the TikTok era, Snapchat TikTok era. So they don't really care. So
friend, call me old. I still to this day don't understand Snapchat. Like,
I tried it for a while. Tried it. It's like the whole app. That's really what Snapchat is.
But I've like literally only used it twice because I'm just like, I don't want to. What is this? What am I doing this for?
Social media in general is like tiring at this point. It's like I'm over it. So yeah, people literally being like, I would rather learn a different language.
Mm-hmm.
Just for them also to be, you know, they teach us all this Chinese propaganda and like China is bad. Just for us to get on there and be like, oh, wait a minute, girl. Like, it ain't great, but it's better than America in a lot of different ways.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, well, also, America, you're talking about getting rid of TikTok, which is going to cost billions of dollars in revenue for so many people. They were talking about, I think, the first month alone or something, and I could be wrong. Correct me if I am, y'all. It was like the first month alone, we would lose over $1 billion in revenue. That's actually insane. So, like, you're putting people in office who don't give a fuck about anything other than other rich people, so America's going to tank. You're pulling away money from the revenue away from Americans, money that a lot of them work for. What's going on? America, are we okay? We're not okay. It's okay. Because this bitch is about to crash and burn, and I'm going to just sit back and watch at this point. Like, I live here, unfortunately, but yeah, I don't think it's about to be good. it's going to get real, real, real fast. And then lastly, Aubrey Graham.
Mustard!
I'm not even going to spend too much time on you, sir, because wowzer, buddy. I just want to read an insert of a, hopefully my phone doesn't die. I'm going to try to grab this really quick here. Because this caught my attention. This is from the actual lawsuit. Because mind you, before it wasn't a lawsuit, he filed discovery so he could get the information that he needed to file a lawsuit, which is what he's doing now. So he's apparently made some sort of amends with Spotify. Spotify, they work out whatever. Now this is up against UMG, which is actually insane in itself because that's still your music label. And now you don't understand why they're pulling your shit off because he dropped that freestyle. They was like, bring that back here, boy. You won't do that on our watch. And I feel like it's only about to get much worse from here. But this caught my attention. And I want you to understand something. As someone who used to work with attorneys and worked a lot in law, who understands a lot of this stuff, the word alleged, and we talked about this on the show too, the word alleged is used in the sense of, we cannot verify this information. This is alleged to prevent defamation, the thing that he's so-called suing for now. The recording also repeatedly suggests that violence should be used against Drake because he's a pedophile. Like the sound of someone being beat up, the recording repeats, wah, 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 and then says Lamar will fuck them up. Later the recording.
If this don't sound like the police.
This is just some whole shit. Later the recording threatens that if Drake comes to Oakland, where Lamar grew up, incorrect. Oakland and LA is not the same place. He will not make it out alive. Alive. I think that Oakland show gonna be your last stop, nigga.
This
the recording all this is the part. So the first sentence and this sentence. The recording makes it clear that justice will be served not through the legal system and or commentary on social media. Fuck a caption. I'm gonna, matter of fact, my phone finna die, but I'm gonna read them first two, the first sentence and the last sentence again. Oh, never mind, it died. Here's the thing. The word alleged wasn't in there anywhere. Matter of fact, it even went on to further say that not only is Lamar seeking violence versus this going through the court system. Drake, do you know what you just said? Do you? I think your lawyers are your ops at this point. And then this ranting and raving about not like us. And you said that there was like you have enough evidence to prove that there was 30 million bots worth of streams. The song has over 1 billion plays on Spotify alone. We're not even including Apple Music or any other platform. I have to go on YouTube and see where it's sitting at too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Aubrey, be the fuck for real for 2 seconds. And then UMG's response, my phone is dead so I can't read it, but their response was fucking hilarious.
Their response was hilarious. Sir, it is illogical. We done spent so much money on you and your shenanigans with other rappers.
That's the part that gagged me.
In a nutshell is what they were saying. And then the other thing that I still don't understand is UMG is Kendrick's parent label, apparently. Isn't this correct?
Well, so no.
So he's Kendrick their is artist, under
Interscope.
And which Interscope is under UMG.
Right.
So this, if that's the parent label, they're doing what they're supposed to do by their artists. So if they did promote him, that's what they're supposed to do because that's his label?
Pretty sure that's how that works. Last time I checked, that I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure that's how that works.
If he makes money, we make money, so yeah. We've done this with you. Do y'all not remember back to back? Do y'all not remember that?
It was okay when you was whooping up on other people's ass, but the moment you lose a fight, oh.
You go run to the teacher. Why does that lawsuit sound like a 3-year-old telling the teacher?
He said, because I'm a pedophile, they're going to whoop my ass. And he said, wop, 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 fuck him up. And then... What did he say? He said, wop, wop, wop.
And they be crying his snot nose. This is giving when, like, you're like the older sibling hit the little sibling and they start crying.
Mom!
Yes.
And you're trying to, like, it's so. And then what did you say the other day, friend, about the rubber band effect?
Listen, this would be terrible. Just the theory. Okay, so I will give it this. It's everyone did come out at Drake like all at around one time. It started with Megan. That was in what, February-ish.
Yep.
Then in March, I want to say is when everyone else started. So it was Future, Metro Boomin, The Weeknd, Kendrick, like everybody. It was all at one time. So, and I would say even though they were direct, they weren't super duper like direct, right? You knew who they talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So
another nigga's hood is posted like a bad bitch.
There you go. So then Drake comes out Did he not say drop? Did he not keep saying drop? Did he not keep saying drop? So now that you done got dropped and got dropped on your forehead, now you upset. When you were egging this on, you egged this on, and it just so happened that the last song he dropped on you blew up and became the most viral song of the whole entire year. Probably the most viral song of the past 5 years. I can't think of another song that's sure. had like that much of an impact. And I'm, part of that is
like
because,
the Poppy Girl stuff.
Yeah. And even them.
Well, I mean, Sabrina Carpenter had a bigger song. Hozier had a bigger song. And it was another dude. There was some, but I'm in like the rap world? Oh, for sure. For sure. Like
it, everybody knows this song. Everybody. So he done made you so mad that you filed a lawsuit against your own label, in which it sounds like you sort of just like confessed to a crime in the lawsuit that you filed against him. So how is it that you might like it ends up that you might actually get your ass beat, file a lawsuit, and then go to prison?
It didn't go to prison.
Because of some shit you said in the lawsuit. That's crazy. When you could have just let it go.
It's not looking great.
Kept moving around. You might have had to take a couple years off and then come back, but
that's what he should have did. And he's Drake. He didn't even have to take a couple of years off.
No.
Let me tell you how I would have went about this. The moment that I got called a pedophile, well, first of all, I would never get called a pedophile because I've never done pedophile activities. that was the biggest problem. The biggest problem wasn't just that
he called you
that. He called him a pedophile, right? The biggest problem is that there's enough evidence on the internet to kind of be like, we got the Millie Bobby Brown situation. We got the girl from your show. We got the model. We got like random Instagram comments that were just like, oh, you probably shouldn't have said that. And then it was another model. It's just like, oh boy, this isn't looking great. Yeah, this isn't looking great. And it's just like, you know, you probably should have sat down. Again, I blame y'all for making Drake feel like he could even hang in the same arena as Kendrick. Like, and don't get me wrong, I think Drake is a decent rapper or the stuff he does, right? And he's put out plenty of bops. I could never take that away from him. But to say he is lyrically better than Kendrick Lamar is fucking crazy. And I blame y'all for gassing that man up and making him think that he was going to win that battle. Because he didn't win against Pusha T.
That was his circle of people. I don't feel like nobody in real life was telling him that he was going to win that.
No, them child, what do they call them? Aubrey's Angels. They still to this day.
That's his fans name. Have names?
They do.
They have a name?
They do. They do.
Shut up.
When I tell you they had gassed that man up, to this day they still deny that he lost. And I'm like, there's no...
Now, this is not January 6th. You lost in every sense of the word.
The moment,
song was better. The impact was better.
Right. The moment, honestly, Kendrick did Euphoria, it was over. I knew when he did Euphoria and then the next day dropped 616 in LA, I was like, hey, Drake, this don't do it. And then he did it. He dropped Family Matters. Right. And Kendrick said, I told you, I got somebody in here listening. I got a song to bounce right off of the song you're talking about because I already know what you're going to say. And then dropped that damn demonic house on Amity Hill. I was like, what the fuck kind of spooky voodoo ghost be? And proceeded to eat your ass alive. And then, after the spooky song, dropped a dance bop. It was over. And you're still going. Now, what happens when UMG is like, Well, we've also did our own discovery, and we can validate that what Kendrick said in his lyrics were correct.
The rubber band.
We have video at one of your concerts from about 14 years ago of you kissing on a girl after she told you she was 17 and then proceeding. And then we have the supporting evidence to show that this was not friendly and this was highly suggestive.
So what do we do now? You tried to hit him with the rubber band, but the bitch blew up and hit you in the face.
And you know you light skinned, so now you got whips across your face.
Oh. Oh, you know, damn.
I don't see this working out for him in any positive light. What? And here's the worst part. Like, it doesn't matter if you sue him. It doesn't even matter if you sue him and you win. Hear me out, y'all. Hear me when I say this loud and clear. It does not matter if he sues this man and wins or not, because he still ain't suing Kendrick. He's suing UMG. It doesn't matter if you sue them and win. What has been tarnished is tarnished. What's done is done. We can't backpedal this. We can't backpedal this. You have acted like a bitch in every way to act like a bitch. You done got on the internet crying. You done got on very controversial podcasts that you probably shouldn't have been on.
Yeah. I'm like, if you're trying to save your rap name, why are you on these white people podcasts? Nothing against white people podcasts, but this is like a hip-hop battle. But actually, something against that one. I don't fuck with nobody who support Donald Trump like that. So,
and
you went on Aiden Ross podcast.
But not only did he go on Aiden Ross podcast, who we know, like you said, is a Trump supporter and very problematic, but does this not quite literally embody every single thing that Kendrick was saying about you from Jump Street? You're literally it. This is what I'm saying. This is why he's already lost. He's been lost, but everything Kendrick is saying is happening in real time. This is why you lost. This is why he literally called your bluff. Mm-hmm. Where's the first pay? You didn't come to us. You could have took your ass to the Breakfast Club.
You could have
went on Uncle Shannon's podcast show. You could have went, him and Ocho Cinco got a show there. You could have went on what's the other one with the two basketball dudes, Paul George and whichamacallit. There, you are not Paul George. Damn,
I don't know. Well,
Paul George do got one, but it's another one with Matt Barnes and damn, I can't think of it. There's options. You had options.
You have avenues to get into the culture to tell your side of the story, but you stayed on the outside. So that was.
And then what happens if Kendrick says, well, okay, I want to sue because you said that I beat my wife and that my son isn't my son. And it was all fun and great until you lost. You are a sore crybaby ass loser. And I'm honestly tired of talking about you. I enjoy talking about it because I enjoy rap and rap beef. As somebody who used to rap, I have a real love for hip hop, so I used to freestyle every Friday at school. We used to have our own freestyle battles. So I appreciate the culture real deep, and I can honestly say this rap beef is probably the biggest I've ever seen. This may be like the biggest ever. I'm talking future tense too, and like. The biggest L I've ever seen. This has got to
definitely
be
definitely the biggest L.
The biggest because you just keep making shit worse. And like Addie said, you could have went to the culture to explain yourself. Because this is what Kendrick was saying that you wouldn't do. You could have made attempts to flip this on his head, and you have not even remotely tried.
This very much gives me, I think I have PTSD from this moment in elementary school still. I'm going to have to talk to my therapist about this too. when we was about to get our ICs at lunch, and that little white girl told me to say a cuss word, and I said it, and she went and told on me, and I couldn't get my IC. That's exactly what you did. You told him to do something, he done it, and now you run into the judge. Did you hear what he said? Wop, Doc, fuck him up.
Fred, listen. When I tell you,
he said it's probably a minor.
I just want to hear Millie Bobby Brown's side of the story.
I doubt she'll say anything.
I doubt she will too.
Unless it goes further, then she'll probably like have to. But I doubt she'll say anything. Yep, she probably like, keep my name as far away from this mess as possible.
She over there overseas with them other folks. Listen, all I'm going to say
is... She's going to be like Jaguar Wright. I ain't never said that man's name. I ain't never took a picture with him before. I don't know him.
I told you, Fran, I'll never get over the pictures of her at that yacht and how she was looking at him seductively. Like, it shit made me sick on my stomach, actually, because I knew. I'm like, this is a baby. This is a teenager. Like, this shit is gross. This shit is gross. Like, you know how somebody give you the eyes, like, you know when you know, and I'm just like, no, bro, something about this feel wrong. I said that then. I was like, something about this. And that, it's just been too many instances for it not to be something to it. That's the problem. Like, it'd be one thing if that shit happened on tour all them years ago and it ain't never happened again. Nobody ain't never say nothing. And, you know, no. But then you kicking it with 13-year-olds. You knew this model chick from the time she was like 15, 16, and you immediately started dating her when she turned 18. It's not looking great for you, my guy. It's just not. It's looking like everything.
A minor.
Like I said, he is about to fuck around and find out, because UMG is going to be like, you know what? We protected you before. We're not protecting you anymore. And that's when all hell is going to break loose.
I think you've already messed up yourself. I feel like we can expect not to hear new Drake music for a very long time now.
Listen.
Unless he goes like a completely independent route to release his music. If he did can.
That. He did that freestyle. Yeah, I was just going to say, the biggest thing is if he can. Because he did that freestyle and they was like, bring that back here. We're actually going to go ahead and get that right. Get it the fuck out of here. So, buddy, the ditch you dug for yourself. Something
you ain't serious. Never bigger than the program. Ain't that what they say?
That's what they say. That is what they say. He forgot about that other 50%. Because he turned into a white woman. He turned into a white woman. And I ain't even got really too much against white women. Got one in my family.
I would actually hope that this goes nowhere, only for the reason beef and hip hop is super entertaining. Super duper entertaining. Yeah. Most beef tracks, full of lies. Makes it great entertainment. Full of lies and tales. Some truths. But otherwise, you know, exaggerated. That's what it is. The goal is to embarrass your opponent. And a lot of people's careers have been ruined by doing such a thing. Like, take Ja Rule and 50 Cent, for instance. 50 Cent still ain't let up off this nigga. It's 72 years later. Still 25 beefing.
25 years later, this nigga's still on his neck.
Still beefing. It's not ever going... But I'm saying this is what happens. Sometimes they forgive each other. You know, it is what it is, like the Jay-Z and Nas thing. It was a moment in time, and it is what it is. But they lie. Tupac and Biggie, they lie. Never mind. Anyways, never mind. Yeah. They embellish. They embellish to make things better. I hope this doesn't go anywhere, because I wouldn't want that to like set a precedent and ruin that part of like what hip hop is, because you know it's a part of it. But that's all I got to say about him. Aubrey, just be careful.
Yeah, I think I think, unfortunately, it's too late for him, and he doesn't know how to sink with the ship. And like you said, this is a situation where if he had just disappeared, and again, he's still the biggest rapper in the world, or at least he is not the biggest rapper in the world anymore. He was, but he could have, like, dead ass just continued his tour, or he could have just been like, you know what, fuck it, I lost. And then again, he could have went through the culture, you know what I'm saying? Oh, he took this one clip, ain't nothing. I think the biggest issue is it's going to be hard for him to dispute this other thing about these girls, because you got some very sketchy activity that has happened over the years. And then you just kept going. You kept
true
going. And then you butt hurt because your friends don't want to fuck with you no more. And also, briefly, because we got to move on, but to out LeBron the way you did is such a hoe-ass move. That's such a hoe-ass move. And I'm not saying that I condone what LeBron did, if it is true. I mean, he's famous and he's rich. He probably has
cheated on Twitter.
They probably got some sort of agreement, if we're going to be frank. They probably got something set in place. Like, long as you come home and you make sure...
Don't be out here embarrassing me.
Yeah, yeah. Because the thing is, if he is, we ain't heard shit about it. We got maybe a whisper here or there, but that shit has always been shut down. And we see Savannah front and center every time, looking gorgeous. Okay? So, if he is... But, like, here's the thing. Me and Atticus could fall out tomorrow, which is unlikely. But me and Atticus could fall out tomorrow. There's not... I don't give a fuck what it's about. There's not a way, a motive, a nothing that you're finna get me. Anything he has told me in private remains in private.
Right.
That's some pussy-ass shit. Likewise. That is crazy to me. And then, like, people wilding out, like, oh, well, LeBron shouldn't have, you know, he should have, whatever. First of all, man, y'all have taught me over the last few months, even this last year, y'all are some fucking dummies out here. But y'all ain't got no emotional intelligence either. Like, y'all are dumb. But, like, to even put the thought out, like, LeBron shouldn't choose his family over Drake is... Are y'all okay?
No. Not.
Like, not okay. What's going on? Like, I need to understand, because I'm genuinely not even being funny. I don't understand. I do not understand how you think this man wasn't going to choose his wife that he's been with since shit. Like, they were there. Yeah, they were high school lovers. We talking, that man is what, 40 now? So, like, they've been together for at least somewhere between 20 to 25 years. They got 3 babies together. And Savannah was never a fan of Drake anyways. That's that. We just gonna put that little T out there.
I mean,
that's probably because he was helping LeBron do crazy shit. So there's that. But, like, what did y'all think and expect that he got that little girl that he loves with his whole heart and life? If there are things that are coming out that have any type of implication that my friend is a pedophile, and he and as far as Baca is concerned, that's known information. You can pull that shit up. We know Baca's got a suit right now for sex trafficking. So, like,
trafficking?
My phone is dead, friend. When I get it back up, yeah, we gonna get into it. I'll. Like, sex trafficking, it's some like some pimp type shit is what Baca was on.
Wow.
So, like, I don't know the full details of, like, the trafficking, because they consider it, I think trafficking is, like, more than 2 people, so, like, 2 or 3 people, some shit like that. But either way, like, yeah, no, I'll send it to you, because I looked it over. It's not great.
Wow.
Like, Kendrick actually wasn't joking about that. Like, he was not joking about that. And like I said, the crates are not like us. That scene with the crates where they was dancing, that was real intentional. That was real. First of all, it's Kendrick. He don't do nothing without intention. But that was real intentional.
He got that Beyonce level of intention.
Yeah.
And everything.
Yeah. So, like, I don't know. Again, I don't know what he knows, but I can guarantee you KDOT knows something. But yeah, he got this beautiful little baby. Do y'all think for real, like Savannah may have come to him and be like, nah, I don't want you kicking him with the, like that no more. I don't want you bringing our kids around. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's fair as a parent. That is fair. So I just need to know if y'all niggas okay. Cause everything ain't about being lit and turning up and being like, sometimes you gotta be an adult and grow the fuck up and make grown the fuck up decisions. Okay. So today's main topic is discipline and procrastination. And I think we actually covered a lot of that just in the question that you asked earlier. And I guess I just, one of my favorite quotes is that discipline is the purest form of self-love. And I love that quote so much because it, I think it is true. Like, and that's what I go back to what the question that Atticus had posed. And then a part of me answering that was like, I realized like I stunted so much of my own growth and like things that I could have done and already be in place for, you know, I mean, everything happens for a reason, but at the same time, you have to be accountable for the things that you messed up. You can't dwell on it because again, that's where it kind of leads you down the path that I went on where you start resenting yourself, self-hatred, and it's like, okay, well, it happened, it's done, you can't change it. You can learn from it, but you can't change it. It already exists in the ethos. It's done, it's out there. But I think and procrastination is also a tricky one because I think the reality is you have to get rid of that immediate joy sometime in order to have something that's long-term, that's worth having.
That is true.
Even social media, like it's so hard, easy to get on there and just because it's funny, you know what I'm saying? A lot of it's trash, but a lot of times it's funny and you just want to laugh and you want to unwind after whatever kind of day you had. But before you know it, you're on there for 4 hours. So like, what could you have done with the rest of that
minimum
day? Right. I mean, for real, because like in my case, I get off at 5:30 unless I'm doing a show or maybe doing something around the house. I get in my bed. I'm like, said, I'm not moving my legs. I'm not moving my body. I'm not being an actual human being. Yeah, that's all I really got for like the procrastination and discipline side of it. Because like I said, it's a, you know, they go hand in hand. It's to me, my summarization of it is going to be this. You're going to have to make sacrifices and you're going to have to be okay with making those sacrifices and understand that the outcome is better than the immediate income. So it's just like, yeah, you want this now or this or that, you know, it's much better to save up over time and get what you truly want versus settling for what you can get right now. True. So just having that mindset of being like, okay, I know what I need to do. I know what I want to do. I know what I have to do. I have to make myself actively do this.
And so, it's so easy to say, I'll start tomorrow. And you know, you'd be lying to yourself because I done told myself that lie I don't know how many times. But then that goes back to what I was talking about earlier. But I did. Another thing I noticed I do, like I actively distract myself. Like it's very intentional. Not intentional, but it is very intentional. Like I would set things up in a way where I could distract myself to keep from doing certain shit and then just say I'll do it tomorrow.
I'm super but bad about it.
I read the more I think about it, the more I realize I'm like, oh, I'm really my biggest op. Like I am really like yes. my biggest op. Yes. Like I really just be acting like I don't like myself at all. But I read a theory. Okay. It's called ego depletion and it's spot on. Yeah, so this comes like in with discipline. It's that one of the most well-supported willpower theories concerns ego depletion. The idea that willpower is limited and we rely on a finite reservoir of mental resources to resist temptation. So, According to this theory, we use willpower daily to resist urges and push ourselves until those resources dwindle or run out. So, say we've stopped ourselves from yelling at a coworker in the morning, chosen fruit instead of chocolate at 3 p.m., and held back from the bread rolls before dinner. The theory would view such acts as depleting events. So at the end of it, we theoretically have fewer mental resources to resist continued urges. We might then skip the gym in our weakened state or take a cab home instead of walking. And the more I thought about that, I was like,
I love that word.
Yes. I'm like, that is so true. Because how many times have you woke up like you ready for the day? You like, I'm going to do this, 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 and this. By the end of your day in the office, the end of your day at work, the end of your day dealing with shit that you have to deal with just because you're an adult, you're like,
no.
Bitch, I'm finna go to Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, like, no. I'm not even gonna try.
I'm not finna go to the gym. I'm finna go lay down. I'm finna go get this Chick-fil-A, watch TV, play the game, and lay down. And I'm like, This is so on point. So it made me think of, I guess, a way to be more disciplined would try to be, I guess the first step would be to be a little bit more resilient to stressors, which I have to look more into how to even do that. Cause some shit triggers you instantly. And like they said, it's like a battery. So when the shit is gone, I ain't got nothing else. I'm finna go to what I know to make me feel better at this point.
Yep.
So, and that might be making my back big. It's whatever makes me feel better probably is going to make my back big.
Maybe I got Alaska on the back of mine.
That's what you're saying. Been eating my feelings for you. We don't talk about that. But anyway. So I guess the first step would be becoming a little bit more resilient. So I'm going to come to y'all next week with a couple of ways to be more resilient to stress. The next thing would be to try to modify the amount of things that we have to, the amount of things we have to choose from, or like the amount of temptation we put ourselves in front of, I guess.
I like that.
So if we gonna use 50% of our battery, then we got to at least save 50%, not have more than 50% worth of temptation left at the end of the day or at the end of whatever to get our shit done. So,
I love that.
Yeah, that was just a great thing that I found, and I want to look more into that because that was super interesting. I'd never heard of it before.
The theory kind of reminds me of like what they teach you, you know, when you're with a trainer in the gym. They tell you not to overdo it because if you overdo it, you're going to make yourself sore and then you're going to want to take the day off. And then when you take the day off, well, then when you come back, you're not going to try as hard as you did before. Why? Because you hurt yourself and you don't want to hurt yourself again. And then it's like this pattern that starts, and then don't let it be too bad. Cause then you're like, well, fuck it. I'm not going back at all. So it's just like this thing of, no, do what you can while you can. Baby steps. That's why you always hear people say take baby steps. Because even if you're taking baby steps, as long as you're moving forward, you're still moving forward. It's better to inch forward. What is that saying? Fail forward. It's better to at least be moving forward than to be stagnant and set. And that's why even, you know, pertaining to the question that you asked earlier from last week, you know, my answer was saying that I realized that it having that lack of self-discipline made me stagnant. Because it's like, you know, where could I be if I had just said, okay, I'm actually going to stick with my diet for a year, just 365 days. Time is going to go by regardless. It's going to go by regardless. So it's like, if I just stick with it for 365 days, what could happen? And that you see that be the story for so many people. They follow through and then they see the results that they want. It's like you could have achieved this, but we get in our own head, or we get tired, or we get frustrated, or we get flustered, or we let these outside things come in, and then we actively choose to allow them to be our what's the word I'm looking for? We allow these things to become the reason why we make the decisions that we do. When in theory, or not even in theory, in reality, we're making the decision because we want to make the decision because we didn't want to do it in the first place. So, like you said, we are truly our biggest op. And I think that's one thing that you notice about a lot of successful people is that they don't mind sacrificing. They don't mind discipline. They're just like, okay, for them, it's okay. It just is what it is. Like, it just is what it is. We'll figure it out. And it's just like, right.
It's temporary too. I'm doing this thing to get to this thing.
Yes. Yes. And in their mind, they know this. So it's like,
yeah. Our mind, it's like, I know it too, but shit, why can't I? Goddamn.
I'm telling you now, instant gratification, instant satisfaction. Telling yourself no, because why? Like you said, you're tired. I'm tired. I had a shit day at work. I'm going to go. I don't even feel like cooking. I'm going to go home, get some, like you said, get some Chick-fil-A, get some Mediterranean food or whatever. And
I'm
then,
not going to cook.
I'm not cooking. I'm going to get my ass in this bed, or I'm going to play this game. I'm going to scroll on TikTok for 6 hours straight. And before you know it, not only have you lost time, but it's like, you lost time and you did nothing. And don't get me wrong, I am all about rest. There is me the too. Time and place to do nothing. Okay. Dude, I am not an overwork yourself. You got to be productive every minute of the day. That is a goddamn lie. You cannot be productive without rest. You cannot think clearly without rest. But there is a difference between resting because you need to reset and just doing lazy, shit to make time pass. Yeah. Yeah. It's just like I'm just doing stuff to do stuff. I'm just, you know, whatever. Like that is not actually going to cut it. Like that's bad practices, and that's going to get you bad results every time, every single time. And then you're looking for something new to happen, and guess what? It's not going to happen because you didn't do anything differently.
True. Okay. So that wasn't too bad. I feel like that was a good take on the topic.
For sure.
So
for sure,
I do have a question for next week, or should we ride into the same question to next week too? Because that was a bit of a layered question. What you think?
I think, because I mean, the only reason this episode ran as long as it did is because we did have Top Shelf, some fairly entertaining Top Shelf at that. But next week's episode is vulnerability, and I definitely don't. I can tell y'all now, next week you probably won't get Top Shelf unless something insane happens. You probably won't get Top Shelf.
I'm still praying for a miracle, hopefully. I'm hoping for a Top Shelf for one reason and one reason only.
Bitch, I would slide my coochie across this Sony camera. Y'all would get a free motherfucking show. I swear to God.
Coochie alert.
I would loot. Boy, if they pull some shit like that during like the inauguration or the day before, I would actually lose my fucking mind. Like, I would.
still praying for a miracle. Miracle happens every day.
There can be miracles.
There I'm can be. I believe it.
Listen. Y'all, I swear to God, I don't know. But I say that because I feel like discipline and procrastination, like, when you know better, you do better. We know better, so we have to do better. Like, this isn't really a super heavy topic to talk about, but it is a topic nonetheless that, like, you have to understand that in order for you to have any type of success, procrastination is not your friend. It's not your friend. And unfortunately, discipline is. And I say unfortunately because it's not going to always feel great.
It really don't ever feel great, to be honest.
It feels great when you see the results. Like, when you start seeing what you've reaped, you're like, oh, damn, this is crazy. Then that's when you start getting that batter in your back. You start getting that energy because you're like, oh, shit, I did it. There's this beautiful feeling of completion, like, oh, this actually paid off. And I think that's what successful people run off of. Because they're like, I've seen it work before. I know it can work again. I just have to put my mind to it. And then people like us, we'd be like, girl, fuck it.
Not doing that. That's for another episode. We go. Yeah. Okay. So the question I have for next week is, how much of my life is shaped or has been shaped by the expectation of others versus my own authentic desires?
Woo, shit.
So, yeah. Oof, how man. Much of my life has been shaped by the expectation of others versus my own authentic desires?
First of all, you a messy bitch for picking this question because of what we were talking about earlier.
What? No. First of all, this question was picked before that conversation was even had.
The way it like goes into it, though, friend, I was like, you know what? I'm gonna let dead horses lie. There is no reason for me to look this girl up because, like, especially when I know how, like, the last time I saw her doing anything was what, like, maybe a little less than 10 years ago, and like you done turned into this whole other person. I'm not gonna do that. I'm not gonna do that. But it makes me think, you right, friend, like, who? I be feeling so bad for people like that.
And a lot can happen in that many years. A lot can happen.
This is true.
So this could be a whole different person now.
It ain't worth it. But nonetheless, it makes me feel bad for people. Like, people always talk about gay people, this and this and this. I'll stand by the fact that I chose my happiness every day of the week.
And that's the only thing that we choose. We just choose to be happy.
Because we opted out of safety.
Yeah, definitely opted out of safety. And the more you appear as who you are, the more you are outwardly yourself, the more danger you put yourself in. Yep. The less opportunities you might have. So it's not choosing it just to choose it to spite anyone, because that's stupid. That's not I don't believe that's a choice the majority of us would make.
Absolutely not. But people feel me when they suggest that too. Like, well, it's so a decision. No, it's not a decision.
You made this decision.
I chose to be happy.
Right. And you live in this lifestyle. What lifestyle? Because that doesn't determine a lifestyle. From what I understand, money determines a lifestyle.
Facts.
So we live in the same exact lifestyle. We just fuck different people.
That's really I don't understand it, because that's really the difference. That's really the difference. I pay taxes. I gotta die. I gotta shit. Right. I gotta pee. I eat. Yep. I'm fat. I be going through regular life shit just like
just like you.
I don't understand, and I also don't understand why you think that because you believe in something, I should have to believe in it too.
Girl.
So there's that. Like, and here's the thing. I don't shit on nobody for what they believe. I sure don't. Like I said, I grew up in a church. I still have highly religious family members. I will respect you as long as you respect me. It is really that simple. I don't have time to fight with you about what you believe. Do it. I don't give a fuck. I don't.
Unless you support Donald Trump, that I don't.
Well, there we go.
But if that's where you are with life, I don't have anything for you.
Not a thing. Not one thing. But all right, friend.
Yeah.
Let's wrap this show up.
Oh yes. Oh. This episode will come out on the 20th, right?
Yeah.
So it'll come out on the 20th. So that's when the Discord will also be ready, on the 20th. So then y'all can join the Discord and we can actually like have actual conversations either in the chat or voice chat. Although I don't know how often we'll be in voice chat, but we can schedule that as a thing.
You can try.
Yeah. At least every once in a while. Okay. Sure. But all right, guys, I hope y'all have an amazing week, and we'll talk to you next time.
Until later. Peace.
Bye.